The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, for our regular Green Scene slot. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're talking about small creatures, one very small, a worm, and the other, somewhat larger, a shrimp.
That's right. And we're going very high tech on the Green Scene this morning, Pat. I think we have a little bit of a James Bond vibe going. And maybe if we start with the worms, we're going to talk about some tiny little roundworms, little nematodes. And roundworms, nematodes, they're everywhere. There's about 57 billion of them for every human on Earth. And you can find them from the depths of the ocean to the tops of mountains. And of course, they do sometimes get inside of us. And, you know, sometimes they can cause diseases. But there's also some evidence that they're not always bad. You know, one of the things when we talk about the hygiene hypothesis, an increase in allergies, some scientists believe that might be because we don't have these parasites living with us so much now. But this is new research that we're talking about from Japan. And again, the researchers are likening it to Q, who works with James Bond, giving him all these gadgets. They've given worms these gadgets. And that's because worms have been shown to have an ability to detect cancer cells. So about 2 years ago, there was a test developed in a lab where these little worms were able to pick out pancreatic cancer in urine. And the researchers have built on this, and they've now coated these worms in a special suit, like a very tight suit that fits around them. And the idea is, if this works, they'll be able to send them into a human body where they will seek out cancer cells and destroy them.
And will they destroy them just by, you know, eating up the cancer cells, or will they be carrying with them a lethal weapon?
Well, exactly the latter. They will be well equipped. So the scientists have managed to layer lots of different molecules onto the special coat that they've given the worms. So not only are they giving them lethal weapons to kill the cancer cells, but they've also tried giving them protective coating, so things that will protect them from or other things that they might encounter on their mission. Now, they've only done this in a lab at the moment, in little petri dishes, but certainly it's a really exciting new idea, the idea that we could harness the power of these tiny little, almost microscopic animals to help us target some of the most challenging types of cancer to treat.
And is there any understanding of why the nematode tracks its way towards the cancer cell? What's in the cancer cell for the nematode?
We don't know yet. The little round worms that were able to detect the pancreatic cancer, they were genetically modified. So we know that odour, for example, has a very strong genetic basis. We have all these different receptors. All different creatures have different receptors which determine how they can detect their environment using smell. So it's likely that there's some molecular link between a molecule that's in a cancer cell and something that these worms can detect. So we don't know yet.
And does any harm come to the nematode being wrapped in chemicals?
Not at all. Their suits are flexible and comfortable. They can still smell and they can still move. So Q would be proud of these suits.
Okay. Let's move on to snapping shrimp and why the US Defense Department is interested.
Well, snapping shrimp, for people, anyone who's watched the Octonauts will know this, they're the loudest creature in the sea. They snap their claws and they make a bubble of air which pops, creating this very loud sound. And the reason why the military are interested in them is actually to look as a replacement for sonar. Now, sonar is obviously a system that emits sound waves and then the echoes bounce back, and the military use that to detect all sorts of things underwater. But sonar is very loud. The sound waves that it emits can be up to 235 decibels. And you think about the world's loudest rock bands are only giving out sound of about 130 at a concert. So it's very loud. And that sound produces problems for underwater animals. And in fact, military sonar is thought to be one of the biggest causes of whale beaching casualties. But it probably produces problems for other fish, because all sorts of creatures underwater use sound to track their prey, find their food, find a mate. So the challenge here is, could scientists use the natural sounds that are happening underwater to do the same job as sonar? And naturally, because the snapping shrimp is one of the loudest creatures under the ocean, it can produce a sound of up to about 200 decibels. That's what they decided to look for. So they've created very, very complex algorithms underwater that can listen to the sounds, all the background sounds, but can pick out the sound of just a single shrimp snapping, and then can use that very loud snap to do the same job as sonar, to essentially see how that sound wave is bouncing off everything else in the environment to work out what's there.
So would these be existing shrimp? They wouldn't have to kind of capture the shrimp, put them in a cage, provoke them into snapping, and then detect the returning waves? Or would it be the wild shrimp in the neighbourhood doing the job for them?
It's just the wild shrimp. They're working for the military unbeknownst to themselves. They snap all the time. They actually snap to stun their prey. But even if you, a colony of snapping shrimp, they just snap away all the time. In fact, if you listen to them, it sounds almost like bacon sizzling on a pan. It's that sort of popping sound all the time. So this technology has been developed in US waters where snapping shrimp are quite common. But the researchers think that this could be localized, so we could find a noisy creature in almost any marine environment. And perhaps we could then use this as a much more environmentally friendly way to detect sound, to detect what's going on underwater. And of course, that's really important, particularly if we're doing developments at sea, like offshore wind. We need to know what's going on, and we need to see what's happening in terms of sound pollution underwater.
And also, the enemy, which probably can detect when it's hit by sonar, won't know it's being hit by the typical shrimp noise. So anyways, Ruth, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.